Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
When I was 14, our family mutt, Tilly, got hit by a car right in front of me and some friends. She was alive, but seemed beyond the help of any vet. My parents were away, not reachable by phone. One of my friends offered to get his air rifle and help me put Tilly out of her misery. With great sadness, I said, okay. Sometimes the hardest thing to do is the best thing. I remember that lesson the other day when I heard about South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. In a new book, she tells how, 20 years ago, she decided that her wire-haired pointer, Cricket, was useless on hunting trips and aggressive with chickens. So she shot him dead and left him in a gravel pit. That disclosure probably ended her chances of becoming Donald Trump's vice presidential pick. It also ignited the hottest dog-related political controversy in exactly 60 years this month. That's when President Lyndon Johnson was photographed lifting one of his pet beagles by the ears. He later apologized. Noem didn't. Cricket was one of 20 dogs on her family ranch, he said last week. They were there to help with herding and hunting, and Cricket wasn't cutting it, so she had a right to get rid of him. In fact, it's legal in most states to kill your dog, though usually you need a reason, like a history of violence. Failure to hunt, that's a gray area. But animal shelters often put down dogs and other critters that can't find owners. After all, pets are not really people. Yeah, but try telling that to 90 million American dog owners. For many of them, canines are often better than people, especially when it comes to loyalty and likability. Sure, the governor has a point. On a ranch or a farm, animals are tools, commodities, food. Not much room for sentimentality. Noem acted accordingly. But I didn't. When my friend handed me his rifle, Tilly was in great pain. She looked at me, then dragged herself into the bushes. I did not follow. My father soon arrived and found her body. Except she wasn't dead. She eventually recovered with a slight limp. We were friends for many more years. Sometimes doing what you have a right to do is the wrong thing, especially when it involves somebody with a wet nose and a big heart. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.